Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today we are being joined by a couple members from the Perry Police Department. We have Police Sergeant Alex Lott and Police Chief Jim Archer. And gentlemen, well, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And Alex, we'll start with you. I know, obviously, here in the month of October, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the Perry Police Department is doing something really cool. You guys are sporting pink badges. And so talk about how this kind of came about. What was the thought process for that?
Sure, yeah. It actually started putting it together about a year ago. We wanted to wear it last year, but unfortunately, with everything coming through, it didn't happen. But we had a snafu, got some small ones, got some bigger ones, but our officers are supporting the pink badges on their exterior carriers. We did that mainly, I wanted to do something for, I mean, the town that I grew up in. I wanted to do something that, since I've been here going on 6 years now back with the PD, there's been multiple incidents and multiple stuff going on, and not just the love and support that we had from our community. I just wanted our PD to give back, just show something that we support those that are going through things, because you know, everyone knows that we all go through stuff, and especially something as serious as like breast cancer. I just wanted to show that, you know, hey, we see you, we support you, and we just, yeah, really wanted to show that love to the community and give it back.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's really cool. And like you said, something, yeah, wearing the pink badges and stuff. So is that you guys just going to be wearing that then throughout the month of October?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. We'll be wearing them throughout the entire month of October. I ordered enough that these guys should be able to keep them, and we'll hopefully make this like a yearly kind of tradition thing throughout October. We're going to show that support, and we wanted to, you know, hopefully we might bring in some other types of badges too, but these things are a little expensive, but hey, sure. It's something that we're willing to do.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I know you guys just kind of got a drone too from the Dallas County Sheriff's Office. So like you said, you gotta spend your money where you can. But no, it's very cool. And like you said, a way to kind of give back to your hometown and really just be there for the Perry community, because as we all know, obviously the community has went through a lot, especially in the last few years. So yeah, thank you for everything that you're doing and supporting again. So that's very cool. And you know, Jim, as we come to you, obviously, you know, in October, obviously, is Halloween. And so with that, you know, you got the Spooktacular event, you got Beggar's Night, all that stuff coming up towards the end of the month. And just, I know we're still a little bit of ways from that, but why don't you kind of maybe just give some tips with checking candy and stuff like that. And then obviously just watching out for kids as they'll be on the road and stuff like that.
Sure, sure. Well, we've participated in the Spooktacular for, man, a lot of years. It's kind of one of our fun events that we get to do because we get to see a lot of kids, got to see a lot of cool costumes out there and that kind of thing. And it's always fun to see those kiddos that wearing police uniforms and stuff. They always want pictures with us. So that's great. We love it. But yeah, obviously with October coming around, it's getting darker sooner. So we just want to give those tips out to those parents. You know, if you're going to be out and about, especially after dark, to wear something that, you know, maybe a flashing light or some way to illuminate your children, maybe some brighter costumes and not such all the black stuff and that kind of thing. So we really want people to be aware of that. And then also those people that are out driving around, be very cautious, especially on the 31st, which will be Beggar's Night. There's going to be a lot of kids, especially up and down like Willis Avenues, like a real popular place. A lot of people downtown, people around the hospital, that kind of thing. So be extra careful when you're out and about in your vehicles, especially that night. And with that being said, you know, with it getting darker sooner, there's still a lot of people that go up running and stuff and biking. We always want people to be aware of those kind of things. So very important. So make sure you're being safe. You know, just go to those houses that you're pretty familiar with. Don't be taking things from strangers and that kind of thing that would show some concern, you know. Checking that candy is always a good idea as well. So
yeah, no, absolutely. And yeah, so thank you for the tips on that. And then I know that recently there was the Perry Public Safety Day held at the Hy-Vee in town. And that's kind of when all the different law enforcement agencies come out. So I know you guys were there. I know the fire department was there, Dallas County Emergency Medical Services. So Alex, we'll go back to you. Tell me about what you love about the event. Again, I know it's always cool for kids to see different equipment and stuff like that. So why don't you kind of highlight what your favorite part of it is?
Oh man, I love it. I absolutely love it. I know that's something that Jim and I share, that we absolutely love doing these kinds of things. we actually just talked about it this morning about how we wanted to get a bunch of stuff out there and just, I mean, being able to interact and show the community what we're working with and what we're doing and new programs like our drone, you know, the new cars that we get, you know, stuff like that. Letting the kids kind of get in and, you know, mess around and tinker, and they always love to hit the lights and honk the horn and, you know, hear the siren all the time. So just seeing, I mean, everybody come out and support, and not only just us, but our first responders, mm-hmm. you know, the fire guys, the paramedics, you know, our city guys, everybody, you know, and being able to just have fun and have some coffee and hot chocolate and hang out and show them what we're doing. So
there you go. That is it. Jim, for you, what is it for you?
Yeah, that's always great to be able to interact with the kids and the adults. It's always nice. Obviously, a lot of times we're dealing with those people, it's not a real good situation. So it's nice to be able to have a relaxed environment where we can show some of the stuff that we do and interact with people. It also shows the citizens, you know, what your tax dollars are really going for.
Sure.
And we're pretty frugal here in the city of Perry. So I think we do a really good job within the city to provide the services that we need and being fiscally responsible as well with those tax dollars. You know, like the drone that we were talking about, that was all donated money. And we do a lot of extra things with donations. So that's really helpful, and it kind of cuts down on the tax base having to, you know, support all that stuff. So that's really important as well. But it's just a great time to get out in the community and interact with them and show them our equipment and what we can do and that kind of thing. So it's really a good time.
Absolutely. And yeah, like you said, nice to have a relaxed environment, definitely, and just to connect with the kids. Again, we've been speaking here with Perry Police Sergeant Alex Lott and the Police Chief Jim Archer for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Gentlemen, thank you so much for both coming on, talking about the pink badges and the Halloween safety and Perry Public Safety Day. So really appreciate everything you guys and the rest of the police department do. And thanks for stopping in.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having us.
You're absolutely welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.